Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had bricks of stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, come and let us build ourselves a city. This is in 2016, when the 2016 NBA playoffs began. It was the Cleveland Cavaliers. Keep it secret, Reverend. It was the Cleveland Cavaliers who revealed that their new team model that would accurately surmise their mindset for the remainder of the season, the axiom or the slogan that was to be their collective attitude was announced, and the team was articulating that they were all in. To be all in suggests that there is a real total commitment. Yeah. To be all in means that you are fully invested.
Yeah.
It means that you are fully dedicated. Turn this one down. That you are fully dedicated. It means that you are fully invested. It means, watch it, that you are fully raised dedicated.
Uh-huh.
In the words of the great Sandra Dee from Greece, she says to be all in means to be hopelessly, or should I say hopefully and totally devoted.
Yeah.
That means you are willing to do whatever you have to do in order to do what you set out to do.
Let me
say that one more time. That means you are willing to do whatever you have to do in order to do what you set out to do. You ought to touch three people and say, whatever it takes. You touch the wrong three, you ought to tap out somebody and say, whatever it takes. I think my parents understand that philosophy. Whatever it takes. If my baby depending on me to eat whatever. If I gotta put lights on in my house, whatever it takes. If my family is looking out for me to make sure that I make the best decision for whatever, man, if I'm tired and I gotta get on whatever. If I gotta pull over in the midnight hour just to get a cat that fit so I can finish the job, whatever. Somebody shout whatever.
Even as messed up as I am, God, I'm yours.
Yeah.
I may not be able to
yours. Peter said, I'm all yours, bro. Completely yours. What I need you to understand is that to be all in, I need you to understand it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
To be all in is a spiritual thing. You see, in the kingdom of God, to be all in means that you are on one accord.
Yeah.
To be all in means that you are on one accord. Well, watch this. When the people of God got on one accord,
yeah,
the Bible lets us know that in the day of Pentecost, that the people of God were all together in one place. In one place, and on one accord, watching, and suddenly there was a move of God that took place. I said, suddenly there was a move of God that began. And this may not be the day of Pentecost, but this is the day. Let's have truth. This is the day that the Lord has made. And let us, I like that unity in that word, let us rejoice. And this might not be the day of Pentecost, but this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad. And is there anybody who takes to rejoice in the Lord? And is there anybody who takes to give God your best praise? Is there anybody who takes to give God the fruit of your lips? Is there anybody who takes to God? I've had a tough week, but I thank God I'm in the house. I can give God. But I dealt with some stuff this week. This was a trying week for me. But listen, I kept pressing forward to get to Sunday. I didn't come here to look at you, and I didn't come here for you to look at me. I came here to give God everything that I got. I'm yours, Lord. Right here in this moment, in this place, God, I'm yours. I wish I had a church with you. Understood, God, I came to give you everything I got to give. I may not be much. I may still be a sinner. I may still be ratchet. I may might be wretched. But God, everything that I am, I came to give everything that I got to you. It says, sin and gold have I done, but such as I have. If there be anybody who got a such as I have spirit in you today, I may not be rich, but such as I have. I may not be that holy, but such as I am, I may not be all right, but such as I got some problems that I ain't got over yet, but such as I am. But my house ain't always in the way, but such as I haven't always been the best parent, but such. I may not be the best child, but such as I am. Somebody shout, I'm yours. Somebody shout, I'm yours. Lord, you can take it or leave it, but here I am. The songwriter says, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Is there anybody who came to give God? Is there anybody who came to give God worship? Come on, is there anybody who came to give God a praise? Is there anybody who came to give God everything you got? Don't wait until we get to the close of the sermon. Don't wait until we walk into the building. Start shouting right now. Don't wait until you see your turnaround. Start shouting right now. I got too much left. I just believe in me that there is another level. Somebody shout, I'm yours. I dare you to stand on your feet and sit back down and shout, I'm yours. I dare you to high five somebody and say, I'm yours. I just dare you to throw your hands in the air and throw your head back and open up your mouth and say, I'm yours. stop at the church. Y'all way too spiritual, ain't gonna stop us. But something like
that. I ain't mad at it, because sometimes you just feel something in your shuffle, and you just gotta go ahead and get it. I know it was the time that I had playing that shot, but you ought to give the God the best thing in you. Come on, give me whatever you got on the inside. You may not have tomorrow, so you gotta go and get it out today. Somebody stop up y'all.
I'm trying to get the pop back. Somebody shout verse 1.
Verse 1.
The text says, now the whole earth had one language.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't catch it. Verse 1 says the whole earth had one language and spoke the same word. Notice the common denominator in the text is the number 1.
Yeah.
Notice the common denominator. Verse 1 of the text says the whole earth had one language and the same word. There is a sense of oneness that's there. There was a sense of, in other words, there was one people who spoke one language and who were all on one accord.
Yeah.
Watch this. And then verse 2 lets us know that that's when the people begin to migrate.
Yeah.
In other words, that's when the movement.
Yeah.
That's when the movement.
Yeah.
That's when the movement began to happen. Listen, when I was in school, we studied this kind of algebraic equation that we call the principle of causation. When I was in school, Alex, we studied this algebraic kind of equation that we call the principle of causation.
Yeah.
What's the principle of causation? The principle of causation, that's just a fancy way of saying cause and effect.
Yeah.
That's just a fancy way of saying cause and, you remember cause and effect.
Yeah.
Can I give you a few examples of cause and effect when the praises go up?
Yeah.
That's cause and effect. The day that wait upon the Lord shall remain. That's cause and effect. Jesus said, and if I be lifted up, I'll draw. That's cause. I think you got it. Listen, the text says, the text says they were one people.
Yeah.
One language.
Yeah.
They spoke the same words.
Yeah.
That's when they began to move.
Yeah.
Watch this. It was because that they were in agreement.
Yeah.
That's when the movement took place. That's cause and effect.
Yeah.
Because they were in agreement, that's when the movement took place. Listen, is there anybody here who's ready to cause a move of God?
Yeah.
I need you to understand the authority of agreement.
Yeah.
And listen, as your pastor, I come into agreement with whatever God has for your life. I come into agreement with the fact that you are supposed to be an entrepreneur. I come into agreement that your money is supposed to be longer than it is. I come into agreement that you're a better man than they give you credit for. I come into agreement that you are an awesome husband, an awesome man of God. I come into agreement that you are a woman of God. Unlike any, I come into agreement with whatever God has for your life. Now that I've come into agreement, watch this. Now it's time to bust a move. Now that we're in agreement, it's time to bust a move. Is there anybody here who came to give God praise? It's time to start that business that you've been planning to start. It's time to launch out into the deep. The things that God has been placing in your dreams, baby, it's time to bust a move. Is there anybody who's ready to see a real move of God? Is there anybody who's ready to take back your possession? Is there anybody who has the prayer of the man, Lord, enlarge my territory? But if that's been your prayer, I come into agreement with what you've been praying. But I came to let you know that, baby, it's time to bust. It's time to bust. It's time to bust a move. If you're ready to bust a move, I dare you to get out of your seat and your turn circle because you believe your turnaround is within reach. If you really know that it's your season for breakthrough, it's your season for greatness, it's your season for favor, I dare you to turn around in your seat. And then I'm better, I'm ready to bust a move because I know my turnaround is within reach. I know my breakthrough is in reach. I know my dreams are within reach. Is there anybody? David shouts to the Lord, God, I'm ready to bust a move. He said, when I don't see you moving, you ought to just take this time to get the bust a move. You may not be in the dance like David, but I dare you to dance like you dance anyway.
Thank you.
I need you to understand that you got something to contribute.
Yes.
ready to take the land. Let me be plain. We're getting ready to go into a building. Somebody said, well, I may not have a whole lot of money to put on it, but whatever you need to make it happen, I'm willing to do it. In other words, you got something to contribute. But maybe if you can't pay it, maybe you can pray it. If you can't pray it, maybe you can praise it. In other words, you got something to contribute. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, hey, but what are you contributing? What are you? Listen. It was because they had all things in common that all of them were able to make a contribution. Watch it. They understood that if this thing was going to be accomplished, that everybody was going to be needed to contribute. If this thing was going to come to pass, everybody was going to have to play a part. They understood that they truly wanted this thing to happen, that everybody was going to need to pitch in. Everybody was going to have to make a sacrifice in order to make something happen. Touch your neighbor and say, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Touch your neighbor and say, whatever it takes. I feel a church in this place. Come on, I think we can put a praise on it right here. I feel a church. Touch your neighbor and say, whatever it takes. You want to turn around and ask somebody, baby, are you always? Let's have church. Listen, I'm not a poker player, but if I was, I'd take all my chips and put